I'm great.
So congratulations on your brand new single, Unsure.
Thank you. I'm so excited about this record. I think, hey, guys, I'm talking to Jenny Boom Boom. Can you please respect my call with Jenny? Hey, Jen. So I am really excited about this single. I think it's, like, great time of year, and I think it's, like, something I wanted to switch up and do, like, R&B vibes, but also, like, a smooth-hitting, like, hard-hitting record. And I think TM88, he produced it as well as Super Mario and Victory. So, you know, it's able to kind of bring that feel. And I wanted to put some people together that haven't done a record before. So I put Joey Badass, Young Blue, and Aaron Ray. And I just love this record so much. And I hope you like it, too.
All right. Well, of course we do. And we'll put it on in just a couple of minutes from now. Why Aaron Ray?
Okay. So, interesting. I had the hardest time finding somebody for this hook. I have a really good friend of mine. His name is Sam Hook, and he's an amazing songwriter. So when I was putting the record together, he did a reference for me. So I'm, like, listening to it over. I had the song completely done, and I could not find anybody to do this hook. And then I don't know if you're familiar with Guap Dad 4000.
No.
Guap Dad 4000, look him up. He is actually on the come up. He's going to be really fire this year. You have to look him up.
Okay.
I met him, and he was like, yo, my boy Aaron. And I'm like, huh. So he literally put me on FaceTime with Aaron. I said, yo, I got this record. I just listened to some of your music. You're amazing. Can you knock this out for me? And he did it, and it just was perfect.
Wow, that's so good. It's like the perfect combination of people for you.
I definitely think so. And so I'm excited about it, and I'm ready. Let's go.
So I'm going to ask you, Megan, because I know you have this big deal with Interscope and all of that going on. Congratulations on that. That's a big deal.
Thank you.
But I know you were making a lot of music, like, in the fall, and then what happened?
It's not really that anything happened. It's just, it's a timing thing, you know? I think when you know, it's like I want to do certain things, and then I realize I have to, like, you know, when you're signed to a label, it's like there's just a way that things kind of have to happen, and I'm okay with that. So I did some, like, other projects in the fall. In this winter, I did, like, some mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, like, check out, like, I did like, some exclusive stuff with Audio Mac with, like, four or five different artists.
Yeah, we saw you were releasing them, like, Mondays, right?
Yeah, so I did, like, I took over, like, the month in November and did that. And then I really thought, like, timing-wise, and, you know, you have to get things cleared, and we have to do all that. Like, I used to be, like, the mixtape girl that would get records and put them out online. But now, it's not that easy anymore.
Last time I saw you, it was just you were about to actually put together the video for On and On with Tory Lanez and Hood Celebrity.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so much has happened since then. I follow you on Instagram, and you've been doing so much. I mean, I know I saw you on People. I saw you on there, which, by the way, you're awesome.
Thank you.
You're so good on there. I know you were doing some modeling.
Yeah. I have, like, a campaign, like, an international campaign with Stoli. I also have, like, some TV shows and stuff that I'm working on, too. But it's, like, things take a long time.
So what about the TV show? I know you said you wrote a TV show. So what is the TV show about?
So I wrote one based on my life.
Wow.
Based on my life between, you know, stuff before I got in the industry. And then I think some industry things that you probably could definitely relate to as a woman in the industry and, you know, the radio game. And I feel like I don't think that that's ever accurately been portrayed.
Okay. And is it the book also the same as the TV show or?
It is. But you know what's kind of interesting? And have you written a book or anything on that?
Not yet. No. People always say I should, but I just haven't gotten to it.
Here's what I'm learning. Because of what we do, they want a lot of gossip. And not that I'm, like, against telling certain truths, but it's like I feel like there's more to my story than some, like, celebrity gossip or things that I've, like, might have come across. And I feel like my story is kind of more important. You know, I think my story of me getting to this point is more beneficial to me.
It's very fascinating how you slept in cars. Like, you were really on the way. You were like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to become a famous DJ. And, you know, I'm going to put this music together. Your story is fascinating. By the way, if you did not catch me and Megan Wright's first interview together, go to hot937.com. That's hot937.com. So you also just shot a TV pilot?
Girl, how you be knowing all this stuff?
I'm telling you, girl, I be watching and seeing everything everybody's doing.
It's like, I knew, and as soon as I saw it, it was like, Jenny popped up. Okay, I got to get ready.
because Jimmy's one of my favorites. So I know she's one of my favorites in the radio game. Like, I've got to get ready because she's like, I need to be knowing all this stuff. Yeah, I've done. There's a bunch of stuff that I've done. There's a bunch of stuff. But it's like, you know, with TV actually takes longer than music stuff.
Yeah, but what was it like doing it in front of a live studio audience? That must have been so nerve-wracking.
It was actually pretty cool. That might be hands down the coolest thing that I think that I've ever done.
Wow.
And even if nothing happens from it, I'm okay with that. Just to have been able to, like, do an experience, have an experience like that.
So wait, was it a comedy?
I can't tell you.
Because I'm going to say, if it's a comedy, I know your timing had to be a certain way. You had to wait for that laugh. I mean, I know that's really hard work.
Yeah, it's difficult. But you know what, though? I think people like us were prepared for certain things. So that in itself prepared me to do anything in TV. So, like, I can do, like, which is what helped me when, you know, I used to be a reporter or when I was on People. Like, I can get in front of a camera, and if something is to happen to, you know, the screen or the script or anything, like, I can just talk, and I'm perfectly fine. Like, someone can talk into my ear and tell me, oh, something's down, we need you to talk for another minute or two, and I'm, like, perfectly fine.
Right, right.
My radio background.
Well, I'm looking forward to the TV show, the other TV show, the book. Well, good luck on everything, girl, and we're going to get into Unsure right now, okay?
Thanks, let's do it.
All right, it's at 937, Megan Wright right here.